I'd like to go into a little bit into the to explain the dialogue between in yesterday's parsha between Moshe Rabbeinu and God. Okay. Start off with a little hakdamah. Ramban says that parsha zo cf shelaholmo lemish lo shoma besisriato. Ramban says that this parsha cannot be understood by anyone who does not understand the Sisrei Torah. Right, so I want to make it clear that I don't profess to understand Sisrei Torah, but I would like to explain certain aspects, basic aspects of the parsha. Okay. There's a lot, of course, that we will not be able to explain. Okay. I'd like to start off with the Gemara in Shabbos. Now, it's a famous Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos says like this. Says, Vayisyatsu besachtisahor. It's on the Peches and Ralph in Shabbos. Okay? Famous Gemara. Vayisyatsu besachtisahor, and they stood. Sachtisahor, the implication is that it means underneath the mountain. Under the mountain. Amar Avdimi Bar Chamo Bar Chasa Melamed Shekofar Kodesh Baruch Aleihem Esahar Kegidis. So this teaches us that God took the mountain and turned it over like a barrel. V'amar Lehem Imatem Mekabim Atar Mutav. Okay, if you accept the Torah, fine. V'im Lav, and if you don't accept the Torah, Shom Tehek V'rasma. This is where your burial is going to be. Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov. So Rav Yaakov said, "Mikan modor rabba l'oraisa." Okay, so the Gemara says, "Well, from here, modor means a disclaimer." So this is a very good disclaimer for the acceptance of the Torah, because we were forced. All right, because we were forced. So Rashi, "Sin yas minim l'din lama lo kiyamtem mashikibaltem aleichem," Rashi says, that if God will take Klal Yisrael to din and say, why didn't you fulfill what you accepted? Yesh lam tshuva. So they have an answer. Shekiblu a bonus. They accepted it by force. It wasn't a real acceptance. Now, Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos says...
Is there any people in this part who will cross the deal?
Is he what?
Who will cross the deal?
Okay.
Okay.
How's that? A little better?
Yeah, much better. Thanks.
Okay. So now Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos says that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara presents a dialogue, La'osid Lavo, between God and the Goyim. So it says the Goyim will say to God, Klum kafisa lenu hakegigis? You're asking why we didn't accept the mitzvos? You didn't do the same thing to us that you did to Klal Yisrael. Them you forced. Us you didn't force to keep our mitzvahs. The mashma, he says, the implication is demoy kofa aleihem. If God would have forced them like he forced the Jews, lo yelan tshuva, so they have no answer. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying, why are you complaining that we didn't keep our mitzvahs, but you didn't give us the same chance you gave the Jews? Should have taken the hire and forced it over us, and then we would have to accept it. So apparently, that in spite of the fact that God was kofalem harkigigis, it's no excuse. I mean, they're saying if you would have been kofal harkigigis, then we would have accepted. Okay. So apparently, that doesn't free you from the kofalem harkigigis. Doesn't free you from acceptance. You understand? Because they're saying, why didn't you do that to us? Then we would have accepted it. So the implication is that that's a good acceptance. And here the Gemara is saying, no, it's not a good acceptance, because we could always say, you forced us. So it's a contradiction. So Tosfos says, that it shows you that we're not mechuyav to accept it. So Tosfos says, Hainu ama shelo kibluha, avo ma shelo kimuha ikachuva. So Tosfos says that it's true that kofalem hakegigis doesn't affect the Kabbalah any. Once it's kofalem hakegigis, you have to accept it. And acceptance is good. But the only answer you have is, you still have an answer why you didn't fulfill it. Okay, so that's why, so God's tying it to the Gaim is, why didn't you accept the mitzvahs? So there they have a good time to say, you should have forced us to Hakdik, because then we would have accepted, just like the Jews accepted. Okay, but it still is an excuse insofar as fulfilling the mitzvahs. It's like a strange kind of a... And Rashi also seems to learn that way, because Rashi says, Modor Rabba L'Raisa, see Rashi very careful, Shim Yasminim L'Din Lomolo Kiyamtem, okay, Masha Kibaltam Aleichem Yeshlam Tshuva Shekim Bonus. But, so the question is on Kiyam. Okay, on Kiyam. Rashi is learning this. So it's an excuse for Kiyam, for Kiyam. So I mean, B'manashach, if it was a Kabbalah, so what kind of a, it's only, what kind of an answer is this? I mean, if it was a good Kabbalah, B'manashach. If it was, if the Kabbalah was good, so then what's the answer? Why didn't it fulfill it? The Kabbalah is no good, so then you have the problem over there. Sounds like a mid-course somehow, that you should, whatever. What is that mid-course? That's the question. Okay. So Taisa Gemara says, Afo Pikain, even though that's true, that this was the case, and really the Jews have a good excuse why they didn't fulfill the Torah, it says, Hodr Kiblua B'mei HaShero. Later, at a later date, in time of Achashverosh, they were really mekabel the Torah. Okay, dechsev kimu vekiblu haYehudim, kimu mashe kiblu kvar. Okay, so the Gemara darshes this because it says kimu vekiblu haYehudim. That so there's a big problem with that. It says kimu, they kept and they accepted. So the order is reversed. Because you can't keep something before you accept it. It should have said the opposite way. It should have said kiblu v'kimu. First you accept something and then you make it. So how could it say kimu v'kiblu? First they fulfilled and then they accepted. So it says no. Kimu masha kiblu kvar. Kimu means they really were mekayim that which they originally, you understand, which they originally accepted. And then and that's why kimu comes first. Then the kiblu is going on the Megillah. But kimu v'kiblu means they were mekayim, they fulfilled that which they were already mekabel. Okay, so, I mean, we have to understand exactly what this chazal is saying. Especially in light of Tosfos, the whole thing becomes problematic. Because the problem isn't in the Kabbalah, the problem is in the kiyum. I mean, what is the meaning of this? Once Tosfos gets finished with it, the whole shot falls apart. Because then what do you mean kimu masha kiblu kvar? Well, they were Mekayim then, but the Mekayim once, I mean, what does the Gemara want to say? That they were Mekayim at that time? Fine. Should have said Af Pikain, Hadar Kiblua, not Hadar, should have said Kimua, not Hadar Kiblua. You know, Gemara says Hadar Kiblua in Mea Hashem. I'd like to understand what this famous Chazal means. Okay. Yeah. Okay, just a second. There's another chazal, another interesting chazal. Yeah, by the way, Taisus asks a question over here. Taisus asks a question. He says that the Gemara Megillah says has a different meaning of Kimu v'Kiblu. The Gemara Megillah says, how do you know that the Megillah really is Ne'emar Baruch HaKadosh? So the Gemara says, because Shmuel says, because there's many rayas the Gemara brings, and the Gemara says that all the rayas you can really give an answer to, not 100%. So then the Gemara says, but Shmuel says kimu v'kiblu. So what does it mean kimu v'kiblu? So it should be the reverse. So the Gemara says no, kimu l'maylo masha kiblu l'mata. That were the Kabbalah that they made in the they were mekayim l'mala. So it means it was endorsed by God. So therefore, you see, it was accepted by God. So that's Ruach HaKadosh. The Gemara says that's the best proof, the reversal of Kimu v'Kiblu. So Taisa asks a question, but over here it's saying Kimu v'Kiblu came for something else. So what does the Gemara say over there? That there is that every one of the proofs. The Gemara has different proofs over there. Mordechai know about Bixim and Sarish, all different proofs. Gemara says you can give a lot of answers to how that to those things. But Yom Haman Belibo, how did he know? How did the Rav and Megillah know what Haman thought? No, so the Gemara says no. You could say that's what it appeared like. Whatever. Every one of the Rav's Gemara refutes. But the Gemara says, this one can't refute. Tesh says, it's a very simple refutation. The Gemara over here uses the same pasuk to mean something else. Kimu v'kidlu mida de'omakayim in the time of Achashverosh, that which de'omakabo from before in Har Sinai. So it doesn't mean that de'omakayim l'mala, that it was endorsed l'mala, masha kidlu l'mata, which would imply that it was written with Ruach HaKadosh. That's you can't use the same drasha. It has another meaning. Tesha says, what does Rava say? And Rava is the one that says this Gemara over here, and he himself says over there that Shmuel's proof is irrefutable. But he himself says it has a different meaning. So Tesha gives a funny answer. Tesha says, no, what the Gemara means over there is that every one of those proofs can be logically refuted, except for this one. There's no logical refutation. But it is true that it could mean something else. And it could mean another drasha. But you know, the Gemara wasn't saying over there that it's irrefutable because Rava uses it for something else. But he means to say it's logically, every one of them has a logical flaw. Because he's going to say, how did Haman know in his heart? It must be was written. How did the ones who wrote the Megillah know that what Haman thought must have been was written in Ruach HaKadosh? So, no, the Gemara says that was the assessment. You can see that was his intention. So everyone is logically refutable, but this one's not logically refutable. But Rav happens to hold it can mean something else. Okay, that's the answer. Yeah. Of course, I mean, the answers leave something to be desired. Logical, from a structural standpoint, Tesis is it's a good answer. But it would seem, the Gemara is saying, that this proof you can't refute. Moreover, the fact that the drushes come for two different things is something which, and they're very closely related, would imply that there is a relationship between those two drushes. That's what I'd like to get back to later. Okay. Here's another Gemara. Gemara says in Chulin, Gemara says, Esther menatar minayin. The Gemara says, how do you know that Esther what's the right that Esther's from the Torah? Where's an allusion to Esther in the Torah? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, V'anochi haster aster panai bayomahu al kol ha'ra'ash atoa. So the Pasuk says that it'll be great tragedies, and God will hide his face. So what the Gemara is saying is, I mean, really it means, hide his face means that he won't do anything, remove himself from the situation, so to speak. Okay? But the Gemara is saying, no, it also implies, haster aster panai implies that he will do something, but in a hidden way. See? And that, the Gemara says, is the case of Esther. Because by Esther, there was nothing that was done on Yedei Derech Nes. Nothing was done through open miracles. But the Ashgacha worked through its own patterns. The way everything worked out precisely. Every occurrence worked out in order that the Klai Yisrael should be saved. And one says, that's the remez. When Ochi Aster Aster Pana Bayomahu, it doesn't mean that God will, the plain shot is that God will remove himself. But it can also be interpreted that God is there, but his face is there, but his face is hidden, meaning to say it's not going to be through no miracles, but God is there. Okay. So, that's another chazal that I'd like to explain what exactly it means, what the Gemara says, Esther Menatar Minayim. Where's Rai for us to talk? Yes, go ahead. Rav Dov Feinstein said a very good shot on that. Rav Dov Feinstein said that the Gemara says that Yimotze Kosuv, that it was really erased and then it came back. So let us move, whatever, it came back, disappeared, whatever. But, so he said, well, so how can you say that? Because that's the biggest Nes Nigla, right? So he says, no, it doesn't mean that. He said, very good shot. He said, it doesn't mean that the letters moved. He says, really, what it means is that he wanted to erase it. He the one who was who was in charge over there, he wanted to erase it many times because he was a Sony Israel. But things happened that he didn't get around to it. So very much a cuss of ones when he opened it up and he saw the Megillah, so he said, I thought I erased that. So it wasn't only the Derech Neis, but it means to say that there was a natural intervention, but he was so intent on erasing it that was the Ashgacha, that he should never get around to do it. He wanted to do it, something came, distracted him, and many times he wanted to erase it, he thought he erased it already, he forgot, and then he opened it up, by Matzah Kosov. That's the truth. Okay. Because yeah, otherwise it would be an Ace Nigla. Now let's take a look at the parsha over here. yesterday's parsha. So after the Cheto Ego, what I'd like to understand is, what is the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch? So after the Cheto Ego, so Klal Yisrael was in a situation where it was Chayev Klaya, it was supposed to be destroyed. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was espoused, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vatolech nechayes on nalasher dibati loch, hinei malochi yelech lafanecha. My malach will go before you." Then it says, "Vaydav Hashem Moshe lecha leimize atov omasher haliso meretz Yisrael aloshen shbati laAvram liYitzchak liYaakov lema lazachvat now. V'shalachti lafanecha malach. I'll send the malach. V'geirashti es aknani amori v'achiti v'aprizi achiv v'lusi." So over here God says he's going to send a malach. So they recognized immediately that this is a terrible thing. So I explained that last year. What it means was that really once they received the Makabla Torah at Sinai, so they were known as the nation that was with God. Am Kadosh. Mamlach Haskayin of Gai Kadosh. And if they wouldn't have sinned by the ego, then every nation would have recognized this. And they would have walked into Eretz Yisrael, no problem. People just moved out of the way. Ro kol amei haaretz kishem ad Hashem nikro lecha v'yar menecha. The fear of the nations, they would recognize the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that they, what they did, and the level that they're on, they simply wouldn't have been able to do battle with it. But that was lost. Okay. But then the pasuk says, it's the pasuk Moshe chasov v'nadla mechus l'machana. So then it says like this. Then v'dibar Hashem Moshe panim upon him, and it says v'yomer Moshe l'Hashem, and Moshe wasn't happy with this. Sounds like, what's wrong? The Malach's going to come and take him into Eretz Yisrael. The Gerashti is a... What does Pasuk say? Pasuk says... The Shlach Lefanecha Malach, the Gerashti is... By the way, it's important to notice, I mentioned this many times, that whenever it says Malach, it's always interchangeable with God. The Shalachti Lefanecha Malach, the Gerashti is a Knani Amor Yachiti. Please, Vevusi. So, to be clear, that there's no other forces besides God. Then says the Yomash Lashem Re'ei Atomer Lehalas Omazev Vatolo Adatani Es Shatish Lachini. So Rosh Ben says, complain. He says, you didn't tell me who you're sending with me. Vatol Mati Daticha V'Shein V'Gam Atzoso Chaim Beinoi. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayela Ponay Elecho Vanichosi Loch. Okay? Yep. So God apparently retracted. Lo Esh Lachod Malach. Okay, Vayomer v'mein panecha holchem al taleinu mize, and this says v'mei yivod aifo k'motzasi chayim beinecha aniv amecha lo b'lach tchaimonu v'nefliu aniv amcha mikolo amashel p'nei adama. So we will be unusual. So it says Rash says in the famous Chazal v'niim v'dol medover zem mikolo om, because he says v'odovracha nishol, odovracha nishol mumcha. I'm asking for something else. He heard it. Shelo tishrish pinascha od alumus olam. That the goyim, there shouldn't be any ashros shchino for the goyim. In other words, they shouldn't have any nevi'im. Moshe made that request. Strange request. What does he care if they have nevi'im? Okay, and how does that tie into his whole time? So then, apparently, God yielded to his taina. V'yamashal Moshe gamas adover zeshe dibarta esa ki motzosachem be'inai. By the way, Ramban says, "What's motzosachem? Motzachem? Motzachem means that he's And there's a Ramban. What is the chain, he says? The chain is that he's dovuk to dvekes hadas. Okay? It means that the word chain over here, like it says, chain ordinarily means that you find a person appealing. Chain. Okay? But what does it mean over here that Moshe Rabbeinu found chain? Chain usually means for no reason at all. It's you like someone. It's a chain. You can't explain it. But what does it mean over here? Moshe Rabbeinu found chayin just for nothing, for no reason at all. So it's a Lashon Mushal. It means it's homonymous, it's borrowed. It means to say that, as if to say, who does God find appealing? It means the person that's Dovok al Adas. You have to say the same shot. V'neach matzachem b'nei Hashem. What is matzachem? V'neach matzachem. He just happened to find him. No, he's just, he liked him better for no reason at all. No, it means that he had those qualities that kaviyochol, if you would express it in relationship to God, it means that God likes that kind of a person. But it means that he was on a high level. Dovok al Adas. So just like a person will find appealing individuals that have certain characteristics, certain traits, find them appealing. So that's the person that God finds appealing, is an individual is Dovok al Adas. So that's what Chayim means. But okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu found Chayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the next thing is V'nitzavta l'atzur Voya bavor kvodi V'samticho b'nikras atzur V'asuros ishkapi v'risachor v'nov v'achor l'ayro. Then what happened was in the last psolachor shnei luchos olam karishonim, okay, v'chasaf luchos v'am shel luchos v'am shel, about the last and the last, third aliyah, the third time he went up. So then he received v'er Hashem b'onon v'ayav Hashem p'lav v'igash v'Hashem Hashem k'arachem v'chanon. He received midas arachem. He taught him the midas arachem, the gimel midos. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's request. Moshman's request, really, as you know, was already knows Kvod Dechle. He wanted to know God's essence. God said the essence, he can't know. Later on, the other Lachar. But the patterns of the Ashgacha, that I'll teach you. Midas HaRachman, the patterns you'll be able to see. But you will not understand the cause. Because the cause is God's essence, and that's something which Moshe Rabbeinu could not, was unable to perceive, because he'll later on, the other Lachar. Okay. So then what happened was that right. That's correct. That wasn't right. That's correct. Well, that's what it seems that way. Right. It seems as that was only because of the tragedy of the ego. Once there was a tragedy of the ego, then Moshe Rabbeinu had to make this next request. Okay, and then God revealed to him the Midas HaRachman, the Yud Gimel Midos. Once he understood that, then what happened was that the God could go with the nation again. Okay? God could go with the nation again. Okay, we have to approach a few aspects. I want to show you just to get an idea, basic idea of what's going on. But then it's like this. So then God revealed to him the Yud Gimel Midos. So then he says, then afterwards, V'amam Rosh V'yikar Atzer Yishtachol V'yom Eno Matzasichem Be'inecho Ar Hashem Yelach Noar Hashem V'kirbenu. He asks him again, Yelach Hashem Ki Am K'she Orafu V'salach De Lavandeinu L'chataseinu L'chaltanu. Then it says, V'yom, God answers, Hinei Enoch Ikaris Bris Neged Kol Amcho Es En Iflos Hashem Lo Nivru V'chol Orotz V'chol Agoyim. Strange passage. It says that God will create niflos, outstanding deeds. Hashem l'nivru v'chol oros v'chol agonim v'roch chol o'om asher ata b'kir by the whole nation that you are in its midst, you meaning Moshe, es ma'aseh Hashem kinor hu asher niyos emach. And that's the end of it. Okay, funny, what are these niflos? I mean, we don't really understand. This was after Yitzhak Mitzrayim and after Maimon Har Sinai. Where do we see niflos after that? It's a strange kind of thing. Rashi says, "Es and Niflos." Rashi's bothered by that. Rashi says again, "Loshon v'Niflinu shetiu muvdolim bezu mikol ha'umos ovde elilim." That you'll be different. You'll be different than all the other nations. Shelo tishra shchinasi aleihem. That was Moshe's request. That there won't be any ashra shchina. That's why Rashi learns there won't be any ashra shchina anymore. They will not have any neviim. Okay. Yeah. And the Ramban talks about it. He says like this. He says, "The way you talking the Farashi Yaftiach Lasos and Yisrael Atan Eflos Asher Lo Nivru Mikodem B'Chol Oretz V'Chol Agoyim." He says you can't say it means that now there's going to be some new Eflos. He says why? He says Yosim Mashnasei Mo Metchilu B'Metzrayim V'Alayom. He says, "Kilonasu lahem neflos gedolos achrezer." They never had bigger neflos. After that, Yosef and Mashinasa Imor and Mitzchil Mitzrayim, from this point on, they didn't have big enough loss that happened in Mitzrayim. In this Mitzrayim, Alayom, Avol Nivru Venasu Imohem Mitchila Yosef Gedolos. The big miracles happened already. Eloshainin Yirmos El Shikuna Shchino Bohem. It's referring to the Shikuna Shchino in Klal Yisrael. He says, "Vale Yoso and Moshe lechovol seforas benelam uvamufla," that he was with Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain way, a certain relationship, hidden and also in a hidden manner and also in an outstanding manner. Okay, kashi omav neflinu, kemoshe pirashi v'akodesh baruch hu yareinu neflos mitorasa. So Ramban apparently, you know, saying he knew what it was about, but he felt there was more to know. And he has a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yareinu Neflos Mitorasa. I mean, what's something more here that he didn't really grasp exactly. But what I would like to understand, as I said, I mean, Ramban says that to understand everything in this parasha, you have to be able to understand the Sisra Torah, which we obviously are not on a level to comprehend. But just to get a basic idea of what the dialogue was, that's what I would like to do. So there are a couple of points I think that are outstanding. One is that this thing that Rashi mentions, Shelo Yasher Shchinaso Beina Umos Olam, that was one of Moshe Rabbeinu's requests. I mean, a strange request that there shouldn't be any Asher Shchin among other nations. They shouldn't have any Nevi'im. Why not? Why take it away from somebody else? I mean, Ener Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Shchar Kol Be'ya. They deserve it. The other thing is, you have to look into the parsha, because over here, you see, there's two malachim. One malach is Vishalachti Lefonecho Malach V'geirashti Esaknani Amori V'achiti V'aprizachi V'usu, which sounds like a good thing. Yalav Ezor Eschol Ezvosh Ki Lo Ela V'kir V'chol Kem She'er V'ad Penachal Chobadach. Right? But it was bad. V'yishma Om, even the Om recognized as a Dovar Rozeh V'yisa Bolor. They were in a state of mourning. Okay? And but before we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu already before there's going to be a Malach. Okay? And that seemed to be a good thing. Because, where's that parsha? In Mishpatim, right. Chof Gimel, where is it? Right. Yeah, and Mishpatim says, Hine anochi shalech malach lefonecha l'shmorcha badorach. V'la'viyach ala makam asher chinosi. Yishomar miponav v'shma b'kolo al tamer bo. Ki lo yisa l'fishachem ki shmi b'kir bo. Okay? So, this was a good thing. Nobody got upset at that time. Ki yilach malach lefonecha v'viyach ala mori v'achiti v'apriz v'aknani yachiv v'vis v'chaltev. Okay? You know, Rashi doesn't say bad. Rashi just says it is kanis basur shasidin lachto u'shchino omer eslehem kilo ela bekebucha. He means it was like a remes. But the plain shot in the pasuk, is that this malach was good, because you don't find in the pasuk that they were upset over here. The other case is v'yishma omer sadova. If they received this at first, so why weren't they upset then? Doesn't make any sense. You have to understand that Rashi means it's a remiss to the idea. But really, basically, this wasn't bad. This was good. So the Mefarshim say, what's the difference? So they say the difference is, because over here it says, Kishmi Bikirbo. This Malach is a different Malach. This Malach is a Malach that God's name is in his midst. Okay? The other Malach is different. Two different Malach. Okay? So the first Malach was good. But the second malach was not good. Was avelus. Well, what exactly does that mean? And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said no. He said he will not go with that malach. He says v'ata lo adatani eisa shetishlachim. He didn't tell me who this malach is, and I'm not going to go. I'm ein ponecha olchem al talenu mizeh. I don't want to go with that malach. Okay. So, and that's why he was mispalel. And what is another important thing to take into consideration is the Yud Gimel Midos. You see, in the Yud Gimel Midos, what is What is one of the ideas, essential ideas in the Iguan Midos, is that God taught Moshe Rabbeinu Tfila. That's Chazal say, Vayoma ani yavir kol tuvi al ponecha. You'll be able to see from my glory that which I will permit you to see. Liros. The Fishani Rotsa. The Tzarchul Amedcha Seda Tfila. Okay? So he said, Kishen Tzarachtol Avakesh Rachma Yisrael is Kantel is Chusavos. Kisav Rata Shem Thomas Chusavos. Last time you misspelled, you asked for the Chusavos. You thought that the Chusavos are gone, that ain't no tikva. Ani Aver Kol Midas Tuvim Fenecha. Alatzur. Okay, so now I'm going to show you more about Lelamed Chaseda Bakosh Rachmem Afim Tichles Chosavos. So God taught him a different idea in Tefillah that he didn't know before. Before it was just Chosavos, and he taught him a deeper understanding of Midas Rachmem. Okay, so what exactly was going on here with the first Malach, the second Malach, Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, and the final answer that God gave him? Just the basic outline of what the dialogue was. Okay, well, I'll say who he is. If you take a look, you'll see there is a hint as to what is going on. The hint, I believe, is in the parsha to follow the eagle, right after the eagle. After the eagle says God forgave them, okay, and he said, "Hinei malach eagle fanecha," fine, okay. So it was a slicha, or a slicha mechila kapar, whatever. But nevertheless, even though a slicha mechila kapar, whatever, but the fact is that there was something they couldn't undo. There was something they couldn't undo. See, slicha mechila kapar is good, but you have to realize that it doesn't always mean that you're on the same level that you were before. You wouldn't be destroyed. But they still lost. Lost a niche, an important niche, and they were reduced to a lower level. And the Malach had to come into the picture. So then, right in the same, Vayishma, it says, tell them, in one moment I will go in your midst and I will destroy you. Take away this crown, and then I'll decide what I'm going to do. Obviously, I mean, there's something going on in this pasuk. Then it says, they took off the crowns. Okay. Then it says, whoever was seeking God, Rashi says an interesting thing. He says, even the Malachi Asharis, Kishoyu Shol and Makom Shechina, they'd ask, where is the Shechina? Chavereim Omrim Lahem, the Chavereim of them would say to them, Harei Ubalo Shalosha. That's what a Shechina is. Strange thing, Malachim doesn't seem Malachim have to go into the old to ask Moshe Rabbeinu a question. But it says like this, Voya Kavo Moshe Ola, Yerid Amad Onon, Vamad Pesacho, Vadibra Moshe. Then the pasuk says, "The Dibar Hashem El Moshe Ponim O Ponim Kasher Yedaber Ish El Re'eil." Why did the pasuk tell you that? The Shavu La Machane. When Mishos, then he went back to the Machane and taught Klai Yisrael. Mishos Yeshuv Ben Na Lo Yomish Mitavav. What does it mean? What the pasuk is saying is that the Hashgacha which was with Klai Yisrael, abandoned Klai Yisrael. That's what it means. Reg echon ela v'kibucha v'chili sicha. If I stay in your midst, I'll destroy you. But what happened was, but that didn't affect Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was still on the same level. His oa was outside, harchek min alachane, and the dibur Hashem o Moshe ponim o ponim. God's relationship was now limited among Klal Yisrael. The circle became very small. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. Nobody else. And you see in the Tfilis also, see with Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, that's what he used. He used himself. He said, Vata Marta Yidaticha Veshem Vegamatzosachem Beinu. So he used himself. I'm Me, you said that I'm on the highest level. So Vatam Namatasichem Echoidin Nastrachecho. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to pick up from where it was possible for him to take up his case, which was from himself, from his own relationship to God. Then he says, you see also in the answer, and then the whole thing is this: God relates to Moshe Rabbeinu, exclusively to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says, even in the final answer, of course, is the last pasuk. The last pasuk is, where it says, "In Namasachem Menachal Hashem Yelach Hashem BeKibenu Kiam Kshearafu." This Allah to love and then Chatzim Chaltan. Vayom Hinei Nochikaris Bris Neged Kolam Cho Es Enaflos Asher Lulevu Bchos Vayom Rochal Om Asher Ata VeKibo. So now everything hinged on Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the only one that could somehow or other with a proper attaining the proper relationship to God through more knowledge, he was able to save Klal Yisrael. Okay, he was able to save Klal Yisrael. It was a removal of the Ashra Shechina from Klal Yisrael, and it was restricted only to Moshe, and then through Moshe Rabbeinu was able to effectuate something. What exactly he was able to effectuate is what I want to go into. But I want to show you what's happening in the Psukim, basically. That's clear from the Psukim. That God left, he says, he can't stay among Klal Yisrael, because Rega Echad Elav Ibikir Chavach Nisir, if I stay among you, I'll destroy you, he said. But so I must remove myself, and the only one is with Dibra Hashem on Moshe, Panim upon him. That's it. Left Klal Yisrael, only with Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able, through that, he was able to be mispalo and attain a new knowledge through tefillah, and through that knowledge he was able to effectuate a change that affected Klal Yisrael. Okay? Yes.
Was there any right to come
on
Yisrael?
Not one right to come on. No. So you have to understand. You have to understand that there are two types of din. There's a din insofar as the yochid is concerned, and there's a din insofar as the nation is concerned. Okay? So the yochid, that's a separate din between the yochid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not referring to this. It's referring to the plight of Klal Yisrael. And so far as the plight of Klal Yisrael is concerned, there was only one connection. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the leader, and that was the only connection insofar as Klal Yisrael is concerned. Insofar as individuals are concerned, it's not discussing that at all.
I'm talking about with regard to God wanting to destroy the Klal.
The Klal. So what the pasuk is telling you is that now God's relationship to the Klal is only in the Oel of Moshe. That's where the Ashra Hashkin is, and even the Malachi Ashares knew that there's a whole change. What does Malachi Ashares mean? It means the objective knowledge was that now there's a change in the relationship between God and the Klal. Okay? So apparently, it would seem that if the Chet HaEgel did not take place, it would be totally different. How would it be different? How would it be different, and what is the difference between the two malach? I think that's important. The first malach, so the Mefarshim say, the first malach is Shmi B'Kirbo. That's a different malach. You see, when it says malach, a malach is never, another force. That's Chas V'Shalom, it's Kfira. A malach means, malach comes from the word malacha, work. It means someone that translates being, existence, whatever it is, that translates God's will into the reality that we perceive it. That's what malach means. That's the word malach. Okay. So what it means is like this: the first malach, that's Shmi B'Kirbo, is the malach that translates the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into reality. That's the malach Shmi B'Kirbo. It's a different kind of a malach. That malach is wonderful. That's a malach agol simikol ra. It means the malach that translates the direct hashgacha, the closeness of God to the nation, is translated into events through a medium. That's the malach. That's the medium. That malach is wonderful. Okay? I think Ibn Ezra says the same malach, a malach agol simikol ra. That's what he meant. He meant to say that Ephraim and Manasseh should be under that They should be with that malach. That's the malach to be with. Okay? So that, but that requires a certain relationship, a constancy, a relationship, a closeness between God and the people. What happened was after the Chet HaEgel, they had a tremendous opportunity. The nation had a tremendous opportunity. They saw the Nisim in Mitzrayim. They saw the Maimar HaSinai, and they had all the ingredients necessary to simply follow their Chochmah and to be an unbelievable nation, to be Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, and to live in the closest proximity with God possible for man to exist. They could have done that. But if they would have had the strength and the ability to act properly in their free will and their bechira and raise themselves up to that level, then it would be wonderful. But what happened was they failed. They failed. They reverted back to mystical types of thinking and fears. And an attachment to Moshe Rabbeinu that was based on primitive insecurities, and because they fell into the realm of the primitive, so they lost out on that. That's what the pasuk says. So God said, when that happened, so God said, now I can't be. It's impossible for me to be with them on a constant basis in the Ashgacha. Why? Because if the Ashgacha's with them, then they're going to be destroyed. If the Midas Adin, meaning to say, the Ashgacha means that God is in direct relationship with the people, but then when they deviate, so if they're living properly, so then it's wonderful. But if they deviate, then they're going to be destroyed, because it means that they're going to be judged directly on based upon their level. That's what it means. A person is Esol Akimis Halachnoch. It means he's walking with God. That means that he's directly involved with that malach that translates God's will into action. So that's good if the person's on a high level, so then the translation of that will into action is wonderful. But if the person deviates, so then it's a catastrophe, it's a disaster, because it means the moment they deviate, they're going to be destroyed. So that's the pasuk. Rega echad ella bekir lecho v'chili sicho. If this hashgacha continues, this close relationship continues, you're going to be destroyed. So that's why God removed himself from the klal. But it's interesting. He removes over the klal, but he didn't abandon the klal. He neyanochi, not neyanochi, I'm sorry. He says, the pasuk says that leich alei mizeh atov omer shalisim atzrayim alaosh azmanah v'shalachti lefonecho malach v'gerashti as a kanani amori achiti v'aprizi achiv v'zapan. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was effective. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a chol of adecha, lavin is a Yaakov. Lama yom Mitzrayim, baro tziyom, l'chalosim bahorim, l'argosim l'chalosim al-panei adama. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't do this. So Akash Baruch Hu says, you're right. They have to go into Eretz Yisrael. Your tefillah was effective. But the only thing is not the way it was supposed to be. Not with God was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, not with God's presence. God's presence over here is a disaster. Because if that malach that translates God's will directly into action is there, if that system works, then they're going to be destroyed. But God removed himself from the people, and the Ashgacha was only limited to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, but there's another kind of a malach, another kind of an agent. This agent is not the agent of is not the agent that translates God's will directly into events, but it's a specific agent. In other words, an agent that will bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. There are other forces, different type of forces. It means to say that God could mandate certain forces at different times which will effectuate and accomplish a goal. Doesn't mean that is a direct translation of God's will into action because of the relationship between God and Klal Yisrael. It's just Habeshluchu lamakom. It means it's a different kind of a malach. It means that God wants something to take place. It takes place. God spoke to Lavan Arami. Doesn't mean there was any closeness, but it was an event. So there's a war. There are two different types of worlds of events. That's what the, and those are the two malachim. The one malach, which was Hashemi Bekirbo, is the malach that's based upon God's relationship to the people, like the Ibn Ezra says, and like the Ram says in the Mara. It means that the people have transcended; they've gone beyond the world of the Mareches Hashemayim, which means the physical world of causality, and they're in direct relationship with God's will. Then it's a different kind of existence, a different system, a different kind of existence. But if you're knocked out of that system, it doesn't mean that things can't happen to you that are beneficial. It just happens in a different way. It's a different means, different vehicle. That's the second malach. So that was what God said. That once they fell in the incident of the ego, so the first relationship, the first system can't work. That system that's based on a constant relationship between God and the people can't work anymore. On the contrary, it'd be disastrous. But events will take place that God will cause to ensure that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. That's going to happen. That will happen because Moshe Rabbeinu Tzvi was right. And it can't be otherwise. And they have to enter the land, but it'll be through a different kind of a thing. Not through the original system. A different system. Events. Events mandated by God, but not because of his closeness to the people. So at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu was unhappy. He wasn't happy. He didn't want this. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for something else. Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, "That is true according to the Midas Adin. That's the Midas Adin, and it's warranted." Fine, or it could be disastrous, and the only etzah is v'shalach telefon ha-malach. That's the only etzah. But Moshe Rabbeinu came up with another etzah. What was the etzah? The etzah was the etzah that was based upon Midas HaRachman. He sensed that if he has a different knowledge of God, of God's Midos, he'll be ehaudinos drachecha, that he'll be able to understand a different method, you see, and then he would be able to bargain for a different kind of a situation. What was the different situation? See, the different situation, see, we always explain, Midas Adin means the way things are supposed to be, based upon the original blueprint. Midas HaRachman means God, it's a patchwork. God makes a change. He makes a change. And now, based upon the change, you see, there's a different relationship. Of course, there's one thing. There's always a loss. Everything has a price. So if God makes a change, in other words, if God makes a change, it doesn't mean that God originally had one blueprint, now we decided, no, we're going to have another blueprint. A change means that there's a loss. I mean, there's some kind of a loss there. You see. What was the loss? What was the loss, and what did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Moshe Rabbeinu responsible for? See, what Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible for was, he didn't like the second option. What he was responsible for is, Yelech Nod Hashem B'Kirbeinu. But he said, the main thing he said, V'Neflinu Ani V'Amcha. And that's the answer was, Yelech Akaris Bris, Neg Kolamcha Esen Echlos, Hashem Lo Nivu V'Cholos V'Chol HaGoyim. What does it mean? And V'Chol HaGoyim, Rashi of course says V'Chol HaGoyim means that this is going to be unique. It means to say like this, that Klal Yisrael was unable to relate to God based upon Maimed Har Sinai, the way they were supposed to. They were supposed to become a Mamlaches Kain of Gai Kadosh, see the Chochmas Hashem, and be moved to such an extent that this is it. It's clear. So the Chochmas Hashem is clear. Kabbalah the Torah, they should be realized they're the most, this is the most fortunate thing that could happen to a nation and to an individual. And just move towards Torah. But they failed. They got caught in their primitive fears, and their emotions, and then they backslid into a whole different horrible way of life, where they're catering to going back to reflections of the Egyptian gods, and they lost the whole the game was that they lost. They slipped down the mountain. So then what happened was, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalli. He mispalli one thing. He says, "Midas Harachamim" means that God sometimes makes a change to help the person, like by Adam Arishon. First, he was supposed to be just a chacham, but then he failed. So God gave him from the Eitz Hadas to Ovarah. So now he can still exist, but not quite as he was before. But there is a new institution. Conscience comes in and goes against the instincts and balances it out, and he can still use his chachma, but not like before, where the energy went right to chachma. Okay. So the same thing was that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about over here. He said, "Klal Yisrael can't relate to you, cannot relate to God the way they should, simply from chachma. But what do they need? They need miracles. You see, they have to be tied." Unfortunately, they still require that they be tied to seeing miracles. In other words, the relationship to God has to be based on a supernatural element. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So he's mispalled to God that God should make that change. And he should relate to them through the supernatural to an extent, you see, in order that they should be able to have a relationship with God. It's a different relationship, you see. But Moshe Rabbeinu, with his chachma, apparently understood that it's a loss, because now, you have to understand, once that happens, there's a certain element that's lost. You're not based on chachma anymore. I mean, the moment a person needs miracles, it's a weakness. You know, they shouldn't need miracles. I mean, a mole cholaretz kivoda, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need miracles. So the real chacham doesn't need osas amosim. The real chacham sees God in every aspect. Just from the bria alone is the biggest. You don't need bigger mosim. Mosim is a small breach in the bria. The bria is the Bria is really the greatest miracle, the greatest reflection of Kvod Shemayim. That's the real Kvod Shemayim. Like Medrash says, that's the base of the original base of Mikdash is the universe. So, but a person has to be on a level to be able to see God from that, from the universe. But Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo that God should introduce miracles, special kind of existences, different change in the way things exist, so that the people can relate not on the highest level anymore, but on a certain level. And this relationship is a loss. Like I said, midas harachamim is good, but midas harachamim is a price that you have to pay for it. And the price is that you lost the ultimate relationship. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that this midas harachamim, that was the whole idea of tefillah. That's what Rashi says, that through the gimel midos, what did he see? He understood God's midas harachamim. He had to understand it to know exactly how it works, exactly what to ask for, and what could be attained in order to give the nation. He had to make that decision. Actually, which route is better for the nation? Is the route better? The original root, which is the malach, that rega chadal b'kibach v'sicha is no relationship, and there's just a malach that's going to take him to Eretz Yisrael, but there won't be any osim osim. I mean, there's an advantage in that too, because it means to say that the people, if the people can make it, I mean, it would be better than the other method. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to decide. He had to make that decision. His decision was no, that midas harachamim, even though there's a price that you pay for the midas harachamim, because the people now can't relate to God in the pure sense. Okay, it's not in the pure sense anymore. It's diluted. But the fact is, the relationship is there, but it's a diluted relationship. The other way is there is no help, no assistance, and then you have to either make it on your own, or else you're going to fail. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to decide. It's an amazing thing. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but he was a leader in a different sense. What does a leader do? A leader has to make decisions. Has to make decisions for the people. An ordinary leader makes decisions. What's the best thing for the people, whether it's in war or whether it's in peace? He has to make decisions. Moshe Rabbeinu made the biggest kind of decisions. He made the decisions what would be best for this nation based upon the knowledge of all the options of how God relates to the people. And that's why he had to have Hodini Nostrachacha. That was Hodini Nostrachacha. Show me exactly what all the options are, the different patterns of God's behavior, your behavior, of God's behavior and God's relationship, so I can choose what's the best for the people. He had to make that choice. And that was his tefillah. So God showed him the Gimel Midos, and his decision was that the best thing is the Neflino Aniva Amcha Mikol Om Ashal Panei Adama, which means that that was the best choice. That was the best choice. The choice was that God should relate to the people in a way. That's what it means. Shlo Tishre Shchinoscha BeUmas Olam means why? Because if other nations have Neviim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they'll never make it because they won't feel that uniqueness. They need this. Really, it's a sacrifice. Because it means, why should God take away from other nations? I mean, the opportunity for Nevi'im? Why should he do that? It's not fair. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, because that's what Chazal say. The Gemara says, Chazal say, Yom HaShishi. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, same Gemara over there. Gemara says, Vayer, Omer Shlokesh, Vayer Vayvoki Yom HaShishi, Hey Yisera Lomeli, Melame Chihisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis, Vomelahem, Im Yisrael Mekabim Matera Atem Miskaimen, Vim Lav, Ani Machzeh Eschum Latel Vavo. So it means to say that God's will was that if there's no Klal Yisrael, there's no Kabbalah Satara, then the whole world is going to be destroyed. Ani Machzeh Eschum Latel Vavo. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal to God. He said, you're going to have to sacrifice the other nations, because if the other nations have Nevi'im, then Klal Yisrael will never feel unique. They won't have that sense of uniqueness, and the sense of uniqueness is something which will keep them going, keep them in a relationship with you. So even though that's not the highest level, why should I care if somebody else has Nevi'im? Why should it bother me? Okay, that's a bad meter. But the fact is, what Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the way they are. They're on this level. And now I have to determine what exactly is necessary and what the best situation available is for this nation. Moshe Rabbeinu had to make that decision. And he had to understand it, and he had to misfollow, and he had to make the decision. And that's why God said that's really the meaning of the final pasuk. The final pasuk is, Yerach Mar Hashem Bekirbenu, Kiyam Kshayorafu, Vayom Hinei Nachikaris Bris, Neged Kol Amcho Asenifloas, Hashem Lul Nivru Vacholotz, Vachova Goyim Varoch Olom Asher Atta Vekirbol, It's Maser Hashem Kinoru, Asheni Oseimach. It means to say that that's correct. That the continuation of the process of miracles, which began with Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was really supposed to be abandoned after Maimon HaSinai. It wasn't supposed to go on. Okay? It was supposed to be abandoned after Maimon HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was inspired that it should keep on going. It should keep on going. It should continue. And the continuation of that process really is an attachment to the original miracles. You see, so the nation was attached to continue to be attached to God through miracles. Through a sense of the supernatural, through Nevi'im. That's what it says. Veshlach as God says Veshlach Avodah and Nevi'im. Notice many times that God sent the Nevi'im. He sent the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im was a phenomenon that was a supernatural phenomenon, supernatural in the sense that it was something that if the people were on a higher level, they wouldn't need it. They wouldn't need it. So Rambam says in the Morning Rucham. And the Nevi'im were there. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Navi mikirbacha me'achecha, Navi mikirbacha me'achecha, Kamon yagamacha shalom lekecha. It means to say, as Rambam says, that was necessary. That was necessary. So all the whole That was really the avtocha over here. That was the avtocha over here was what? That's what Rashi says. That there shouldn't be shilotishrish chinoscho be'umasolam. Means to say, they won't have any. They can't have anything, and we will have Nevi'im. So really the whole, over here, a whole system was set up. The continuity of relating to God through miracles was set forth through what? Through the institution of the Nevi'im. Through the institution of the Nevi'im. That really caused the relationship between Klal Yisrael and God to be based on the Neflin on Ivamcha, Mikol Om, and the Nege Kol Amcha Esa Neflos Hashem Lanivu V'Cholos V'Cholagoyim. What it means is Ramban says that the pasuk is not so poshut because there really weren't any great miracles afterwards. The greatest miracles happened already. But it means to say the relationship between the Klal and all those great miracles was continued through the institution of the Nevi'im. Through the institution of the Nevi'im. So that was really the Neflin only Niv Amcha, but it was not a good thing. It was good in the sense that it saved Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made that decision for us. That's the best way. That's the best way. The other way is not as good. This is the best way. Even though it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You see, for instance, where do you find the biggest miracles in the Navi? You find the biggest miracles by Eliyahu. This after, correct. Why? It's bad. Everybody gets excited about it, but it's bad. And the Rambam says that it was a time when the Klal was on such a low level that it was necessary for Eliyahu to go par kamo and then to mispal neini Hashem aneini. Because he had to show them, it's unfortunate that you have to show people through such a demonstration. People should know themselves through chokhmah, through limud. You don't need this. But he had to do it. And the Rambam says, because Klal was on the lowest level at that time. So when Eliyahu's time was bad. So it's good in the sense that it saves the Klal, but it's bad because it does not allow the Klal to have a really pure relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's diluted. It caters to the mystical. I mean, what was the whole thing? The Baal and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, so you see the framework is a bad framework. I mean, this shouldn't be, the whole framework shouldn't exist. You have to show them through the Baal that they must follow to their God over there. I mean, the crazy ideas, and show them that doesn't work and this works. I mean, it shouldn't be necessary. But if that didn't happen, then Klal Yisrael would have been lost. Moshe Rabbeinu apparently knew. He knew that the other way, Klal Yisrael can't make it. This is the better way. A sacrifice, never on the level that it could have been, but he had to make that decision as a leader that this is the way for Klal Yisrael to go. And the Nevi'im were the instrument, were the vehicle. And that's why he said, but if the other nations have Nevi'im, it won't go. It won't work. Because then they want to have that sense of uniqueness. They won't be able to see that they are unique and there's a special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them. If they don't see that, again, it's going to be lost. Because they're not on the level to really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Chachma alone. But interesting, interesting. What happened? That's what Chazal means, see? That's what the Gemara means in Shabbos. It means to say, yeah, they were makabel the Torah. They were makabel the Torah. But the kiyum was not really good. Why? Because what does it mean? Of course. Kofalem hakigigis. What does it mean? Kofalem hakigigis. It means it was so miraculous they had no choice but to accept it. But the truth of the matter is that if they would have raised themselves from that experience, if they would have transcended that experience and translated the experience into real chachma, that would have been unbelievable. Then it would have been kimu v'kiblu. But the only thing is, kiblu v'kimu. Would have been kiblu v'kimu. But it didn't happen. That's what the Gemara means. V'kamo dor rabba l'raisa. It means to say, you could say that the reason why they weren't mekayim it properly is because it was based on the miraculous. That's Modor Elores. In other words, it's an answer. You could say, you know, the reason why weren't we Mekayim the Torah? Because the whole thing was based on the miraculous. And the miraculous miraculous is nice to be mekabel, but in kiyum it doesn't work because it's not the real Kabbalah. It's not the real Kabbalah. That's a not official Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah that could throw you into a state where if you can exercise your bechira properly, you can use it as a vehicle to rise to a whole different level. But if you just stay that way, you're not going to be mekayim. You're not going to be mekayim properly. It's impossible. So that's one thing that Klal Yisrael could say. That's one tshuva that they could say. The reason why we weren't mekayim the Torah properly is because, after all, it was based on the miraculous. And the miraculous is not enough. It's not enough. And the nation didn't rise to the next level. So Chazal say, Afal Pikein Chazru v'kiblu b'mei Mordechai. Mechashash. What does it mean? It means to say that what was the time of Mordechai? What was the time of Mordechai? And that's why Chazal say Mordechai minatar minayin. A few things is minatar. Moshe Rabbeinu minatar minayin, and it says Mordechai minatar minayin, Esther minatar minayin, and what else? And Hom minatar minayin. Correct. Okay. Okay. So, what does it mean? It means minatar means that these things have to happen. That's what it means. Because see, Moshe Rabbeinu minatar minayin. What is Moshe Rabbeinu minatar minayin? The whole Torah is Moshe. But the words was from Bereishis b'shagamu basa v'yom of May of Esrim Shana. Means to say that in Maisa Bracious, it must be. That's what it means. So Minatara doesn't mean from Hamisha Chumchitar. Minatara means it must be. Okay, that's what the Ram says. You have to understand what the word means. Torah means the whole system of God's knowledge. So it means, where do you see that Moshe Rabbeinu had to exist? It has to be Meruma somewhere. So in Bereishis already, it's there. It means to say that this has to, Moshe Rabbeinu had to happen. Without that, the world can't exist. So Mordechai minatar minayin. So the Gemara learns that. What does it mean? It means to say that afal pi kein, even though until that point it was through Nevi'im was until that point, but the fact is that it couldn't continue. It couldn't continue that way. You see, what was the time of Mordechai? The time of Mordechai was Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Mordechai was a member of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. And what did Anshei Knesset Gedolah do? Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they wrote down, Rashi says in Bava Basra. So Rashi says that who wrote the Shnei Masor? So he says V'chei Megillas Esther Shnei Masor Mitoch Shoyer Nevuah Seyem Kitano Shnei Masor. I'm sorry. It was too small. I don't know exactly what that means, but it was very small, so each one didn't write a sefer. Whatever. They saw that this is the end of the Tekufas HaNeviim. They were the last of Neviim. Vamdu v'kosvu nevuaseim. Okay, so the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, they saw it's the end of the Tekufas HaNeviim. And by the way, that is the, from a historical standpoint, that is one of the biggest rayas of the Amitis HaTorah, because no nation gives up their mystical powers. The Navi was just a mystical figure. Why should it cease so many years ago? It could have kept on going. It's just an artificial thing. And they make up all these stories for years and years and centuries and centuries. But not system would say, no, that was it. All the way back then, time of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the time of Mordechai, that was it. They saw Nevuah stopping. What does it mean Nevuah stopping? It means that the Nefuino Aniva Amcha is coming to an end. And the only way that the nation can make it, really, is if they rise to a different level, where the Kabbalah Satara takes place through knowledge, not through the need for the miraculous and for the supernatural. So really, that's really what Purim was. That's what Chazal said. Kimu v'kiblu aleihem. It means to say that the day of Purim is a unique day. That's why the kaveh for Yomtev, because it was the day. I mean, it was the Yomtev. That was a transition point in Klal Yisrael that went all the way back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mordechai min Atar Minayin. So it's from this week's Parsha, from Kisisa, Mardachi. It means to say that it had to happen. So the so Purim is really a transition from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu v'neflinu ani v'amcho mikol ha'om, and Moshe Rabbeinu asked for midas harachamim, a change in the way God relates to the people, and the change has a price to it. It's not good. There's a heavy price here because it's a diluted relationship. And God answered Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, v'neflinu ani v'amcho, and the Nevi'im will be there, and not among the other nations, only in your nation, but that also had to come, that came to an end, that was the end of the Tukufas and Nevi'im, Chagai Zechaya Malachi, and from that point on, they had to pick it up on their own. If it wasn't the new Kabbalah, Kabbalah not based upon, not no need for reliance on Osses and Osses, but the Kabbalah of raising themselves through Maimed HaSinai to a different level, where it's all based on Chochmah and Yediyah and knowledge. That level, you see, which wasn't done all the way there back then, was done in Purim. That's why Purim is a special Chag. It's a new Kabbalah. That's what Chazal means. It's a new Kabbalah. It's historically, it was a whole change in the way the nation relates to God. You understand, you know, as Bilam was an individual that had the intellectual ability, but he was really a Russian. But Nevi'im, meaning to say, Nevi'im like we had, which means the Navi perfected individuals that are Mazir Asa'am, that they never had. The ultimate Geula will have to be on the day Navi. It means to make the transition will have to be through a Navi. But after that, it will be based upon Yediyas Hashem. I mean, when you say are we superior, you know, I mean, the question has a few meanings. You can't just say are we superior. The question is, are we in the final development? Are we in the higher as a developmental stage? The answer is yes. But what our madrega is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every day depends on every day. The question is, are we superior today? Well, the question is, you can't just say superior. It's not a good question. You have to define what you mean. Are we in the final stage? Yes. That stage came about in Shushan HaBir, Mordechai Vester. We're in that stage. Now you want to know, what is our... Does that mean we're greater than people who live in the time of the Nevi'im? That's a different question altogether. That only God can judge. There's nothing... In other words, the stages, the plan for the nation, we're in the final plan. That stage. Does that mean that we are on a higher level and people live in that door? That I can't answer. If everybody exercised the Bechirim properly, so we'll be Chayef Kliya today also. Well, it has to do with how you exercise your Bechira. I mean, you can't say there's no such thing as we graduated, now we have a degree, and now we, you know what I mean, that's it. It doesn't work that way. That's not the way it works. Every generation, we are in the... final stage, the final development of the Ummah has been reached. Does that mean that we're better? No, that's a different question if we're better or not. That depends on how we exercise our Bechira. But we are, as a nation, in that stage. You understand what I'm saying? It's a different question. Two different questions. You could be in the final stage, and you can regress to a situation where you're worse than people that were in the middle stage. The stages are not a reflection of what your madrig is. It's two different things. That's why you can't say are we superior. Superior in what sense? I mean, superior in the sense that we're in the final stage? Yes, but the final stage is fraught with its own perils. And if you fail, then you could be worse than you were in the second stage. Okay? A person could be in college and do worse than they did in high school. Doesn't mean because he's... It depends on the... every stage, it may be a further stage. It doesn't mean that you're going to be better off over there. You're going to be better off in that stage. You can find an adult could be in a... he's an adult, he's in the final stage. Yet the adult could be in a situation where they can harm themselves to the greatest degree. So you can't ask a blanket question, are we spirit? Yeah. That's why Chazal characterized that whole thing as Midas HaDin. When God said, V'shalachti l'fonecha malach, it was Midas HaDin. What was the whole... This much we know. The whole tefillah for you giving this is Midas HaRachamim. That's what it is. That's the whole essence of it is Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim means a change, but there's, as I said, it's a compromise. It is a loss.
nevuah.
There's two types of nevuah. The Rambam says there's two types of nevuah. One type of nevuah is a personal, is a person, God gives a person an opportunity as an individual to gain knowledge and insight. That's something else. That's a thing for yachid. That's the Rambam says more nevuah is a natural process. I don't see where it says that it can't happen to a non-Jew. But insofar as nevi'im that are mazir es'om, and that is manifest that to the people that they're special and that they have a special relationship with God as individuals, that's something else. That the other nations have never had. Yeah, there's one idea I want to mention, that nisim depend upon the observer and how the observer interprets. So that's why I can't say what God would have done or wouldn't have done in terms of nisim were it not for Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. We can't answer such questions.
Okay.
There are certain things we can't answer. I mean, we don't have the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know what the options were and how he understood the situation. And I mean, and why he made his decision. But this much we do know, that it was up to him to make the decision, that he was the leader, and if it weren't for his decision, then we would not be here.